जय गोपी जन वल्लभा जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जय यशोदानन्दन जय ब्रज जनरंजन जय जमुनधीरवनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधवा जय कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 जय प्रभुपदा 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 शील प्रभुपदा जय प्रभु जय राधा माधव राधा माधव राधे जय नृसिंहदेव 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 जय नृसिंहदेव जय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद।
श्री प्रभुपाद की गौर प्रेमानंदे। रीडिंग्स फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 23। टुडे विल गो ऑल द वे फ्रॉम वर्स 11 टू वर्स 14। वर्स 14 इज ऑन द बोर्ड, सो आई विल रीड वर्स 11 12 13 विद ट्रांसलेशंस, देन विल चैंट वर्स 14। बट बिफोर गेटिंग इनटू द वर्स, लेट अस चैंट द मोस्ट ऑस्पिशियस इन्वोकेशन प्रेयर्स ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम। I'll chant, please repeat. Nigamakalpatarorgalitam phalam Sukamukatamruta dravasamyutam Pibata bhagavatam rasamalayam Muhuraho rasika bhuibhavukaha Narayanam namaskritya Naranchaiva narottamam देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अबद्धेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीसुक उवाच नो यू डोंट हैव टू रिपीट दिस नॉट इन द वर्ड बोर्ड आई जस्ट गोइंग टू रीड ओके। श्रीसुक उवाच आज्ञां भगवतो राजन् प्रह्रादो बलिना सह बादम् इति अमलप्रज्ञो मूर्धि आधाय कृतांजलि। परिक्रम्यादिपुरुषं सर्वासुर चामुपतिः प्रणतस्तद् अनुजातः प्रवेश प्रविशेष महाबिलम्। ट्रांसलेशन बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस ऑफ चंद्रानंद भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ट्रांसलेशन श्रील सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेड Accompanied by Bali Maharaja, my dear King Parikshit, Prahlad Maharaja, the master of all chiefs of the demons, took the Supreme Lord's order on his head with folded hands. After saying yes to the Lord, circumambulating him, offering him respectful obeisances, he entered the lower planetary system known as Sutala. Ataho Shanasam Rajan Harir Narayanontike आसीनम ऋत्विजाम मध्ये सदशी ब्रह्मवादिनाम। ट्रांसलेशन हरि द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड नारायण देयरफॉर देयर आफ्टर एड्रेस शुक्राचार्य हु वाज सिटिंग नियर बाय इन द मिस्ट ऑफ द असेंबली ऑफ द प्रीस्ट्स ब्रह्म होता उद्गाथा अद्वर्यु। ओ महाराजा परीक्षित, दीज प्रीस्ट वेर ऑल ब्रह्मवादीज फॉलोअर्स ऑफ वेदिक प्रिंसिपल्स फॉर परफॉर्मिंग सैक्रिफाइसेस। So now is today's verse, we can repeat. Brahman santanu shishyasya Brahman santanu shishyasya Karma chidram vitan vataha Karma chidram vitan vataha Yattat karma shuvaishamyam ब्रह्म दृष्टम समम भवेत् यत्तत् कर्मशु वैषम्यम् ब्रह्म दृष्टम समम भवेत्। ब्रह्मन् संतनु शिष्यस्य कर्मचिद्रं वितन्वतः यत्तत् कर्मशु वैषम्यम् ब्रह्म दृष्टम समम भवेत्। ब्रह्मन् संतनु शिष्यस्य कर्मचिद्रं वितन्वतः तत्कर्मशु वैषम्यं ब्रह्मदृष्टं समं भवेत्। ब्राह्मण संतनु शिष्यस्य कर्म छिद्रं विदन्वतः यत्तत् कर्मसु वैषम्यं ब्रह्मदृष्टं समं भवेत्। ब्राह्मण संतनु शिष्यस्य कर्म छिद्रं विदन्वतः यत्तत् कर्मसु वैषम्यं ब्रह्मदृष्टं समं भवेत्। माताजी, ब्राह्मण संतनु शिष्यस्य कर्म छिद्रं वितन्वतः यत्तत् कर्मसु वैषम्यं ब्रह्मदृष्टं समं भवेत्। ब्राह्मण संतनु शिष्यस्य कर्म छिद्रं वितन्वतः यत्तत् कर्मसु वैषम्यं ब्रह्मदृष्टं समं भवेत्। ब्राह्मण संतनु शिष्यस्य कर्म छिद्रं वितन्वतः यत्तत् कर्मसु वैषम्यं ब्रह्मदृष्टं समं भवेत्। ब्राह्मण, ओ ब्राह्मण संतनो, प्लीज डिस्क्राइब शिष्यस्य ऑफ योर डिसाइपल कर्म छिद्रम। द डिस्क्रिपेंसीज इन द फ्रूटिव एक्टिविटीज वितन्वतः ऑफ ही who was performing sacrifices, yattat, that which, karmasho, in the fruitive activities, vaishamyam, discrepancy, brahmadrishtam, when it is judged by the brahmanas, samam, equipoised, bhavet, it becomes. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanananda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation, please repeat. O best of the Brahmanas, Shukracharya, please describe the fault or discrepancy in your disciple Bali Maharaja, who engaged in performing sacrifices. This fault will be nullified when judged in the presence of qualified brahmanas. Purport. When Bali Maharaja and Prahlad Maharaja had departed for the planet Sutala, Lord Vishnu asked Shukracharya what the fault was in Bali Maharaja for which Shukracharya had cursed him. It might be argued that since Bali Maharaja had now left the scene, how could his faults be judged? In reply to this, Lord Vishnu informed Shukracharya that there was no need for Bali Maharaja's presence, for his faults and discrepancies could be nullified if judged before the Brahmanas. As will be seen in the next verse, Bali Maharaja had no faults. Shukracharya had unnecessarily cursed him. Nonetheless, this was better for Bali Maharaja. Being cursed by Shukracharya, Bali Maharaja was deprived of all his possessions, and with the result that the Supreme Personality of Godhead favored him for his strong faith in devotional service. Of course, a devotee is not required to engage in fruitive activities, as stated in the Shastra, Sarvarhanam Achyutejya, Bhagavatam 4.31.14. By worshipping Achyuta, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one satisfies everyone. Because Bali Maharaja had satisfied the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there was no discrepancies in his performance of sacrifices. Hari Om Tat Sat. Om Ajnanatimira Andasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. శ్రీచైతన్యమనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదా మహ్యం దదాతి స పదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీగురోన్ శ్రీయుత పదకమలం శ్రీగురోన్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం సఖగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాన్ సఖగణ లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసుతే దేవీ ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే. వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్యయేవ చ. పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. నమాం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణపృష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామిన్ ఇతి నామినే. నమస్తే సారస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణే శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. నమో విష్ణునాయ కృష్ణపృష్ఠాయ బుద్ధులే శ్రీమతి జయప్తాకస్వామి నితి నామినే. నమాచార్య ప్రధానిత కృపాప్రదాయనే గౌరకథదామదాయ నగరగ్రామతారిణే ముఖం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగం లంగాయతే గిరిం యత్కృపాతమహం వందే శ్రీగురుం దినతారిణం పరమానంద మాధవం శ్రీ చైతన్యమీశ్వరం. కథాంచన స్మృతే యస్మిన్ దుష్కరం సుకరం భవేత్ విస్మృతే విపరీతం స్యాత్ శ్రీ చైతన్యం నమామితం. హరే కృష్ణ. సో దిస్ వర్స్ ఇస్ వెరీ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్ వర్స్. Sometimes I keep saying this for every verse I give Bhagavatam class, but it is also true. Every verse in Bhagavatam is very interesting. But this verse is very uniquely interesting, especially as a manager. It's a very scary verse for managers in ISKCON, because this verse has a very important management principle. Management in a spiritual organization should be learned from Bhagavatam. It's not been learned from some cow-eating fellows who write management books. We have got nothing to do with them. They may write some nice books, and it may all look very attractive. That's all fine. But when we really want to do management in a spiritual organization, the principles of management should be learned from Bhagavatam. Because the principles of management explained in Bhagavatam are in line with our practice of pure devotional service. We came to ISKCON with only one business. That business is how to get love of Godhead. We didn't come to ISKCON for any other thing. How to develop love of Godhead, how to get love of Godhead, and then how to become a lover of Krishna. This is our only aim. There's no other aim for coming to ISKCON. Of course, we may come with different aims. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that four types of people come to Him. He says, artho artati jigyasu jnani. It's fine. We may come with mixed aims, we may come with different aims when we enter Krishna consciousness. But the moment we start practicing Krishna consciousness seriously, when we come to the stage of sadhu sangha, bhajana kriya, anartha nivritti, all these stages, then we should clearly understand that our previous anarthas or our previous aims or the mixed aims in coming to ISKCON, they should simply be given up. We should not hold on to those aims. And we should simply have one aim when we practice devotional service, which is how to develop the love of Godhead. This prelude is required because everything in ISKCON revolves around this one principle, that how to develop love of Godhead. So this is what we manage. We don't manage anything else. In a management situation in a spiritual organization, we are simply managing ourselves how we will get love of Godhead and how we will facilitate others to get love of Godhead. This is management in ISKCON, nothing else. This is what we are supposed to manage, and this is what management means. Nikunja, you know, Ratike Lisidhyai, Yaya Libhi Yukti Rapekshaniya, Tatrati Dakshat, Ativalla Bhasyat, Vande Guru Sri Sarnaravinda. This is what Guru is managing. That how Radha and Krishna can meet and how we can help Radha and Krishna to meet, and in the process he does everything. Samsara Dava Nalalida Loka Tranaya Karunya Ganaganatvam Praptasya Kalyana Gunarnavasya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. This is his character, and then he is doing Mahaprabhu Kirtana Nitya Grita And then he is also doing that Chaturvidha Sri Bhagavat Prasado. He is also organizing deity worship. All these things he is doing so that we can be engaged in these different activities, so that we can come to the point of Nikunja Yuno Radhike Lisidhye. So this is management in ISKCON. This is what a spiritual organization is supposed to manage, that how we can preach and practice the science of Krishna consciousness. So whatever principles we utilize to manage this organization should simply be compatible to this aim. Otherwise, we are in an incompatible situation. So where will our management principles come from? It will simply come from Bhagavatam, because Bhagavatam is Amalam Purana. This is actually meant for giving the highest benefit to the humanity. Prema Pumarto Mahan, it is there in Bhagavatam. So all our management principles should simply come from Srimad Bhagavatam. And this verse actually brings a most important management principle in front of us, which is accountability in spiritual management. That how to establish accountability and spiritual management, and what it means to be an authority in a spiritual organization. Accountability in a material terms means that if a project becomes successful, then it's okay, fine. In between you do something here, something there, it is all fine. End result in a material situation is simply judged by the quality of artha you produce, not about the dharma. As long as the quality of artha is able to give some sense gratification, kama, then you are considered successful. Then you are no longer accountable. Whatever you do is fine. But in a spiritual organization, it is not about the result, it is about the process. It's a big difference. Because for us, the process and the result is same. The process is you chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And the result is you chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So for us, the process and the result is same. In a material world, we use a process to get a result. So there is a difference between the process and the result. You make a project so that you can make profit. Project is different, profit is different. But in our case, it is not like that. The Janma Labha Parapamsam Ante Narayana Smriti. So how to get that Narayana Smriti? Always Narayana Smriti will give you Ante Narayana Smriti, good chance. Okay? So we keep chanting the holy name totally so that we can reach to a stage where when we leave our body, hopefully we will chant the holy name, or at least 2-3 people will be there around us who will chant the holy name. Anyway, so because for us the focus is the process, then accountability is established by how do we follow the process, not how do we get the result. It's a very important difference in a spiritual management. And this is exactly what is happening in this verse. Everything is over, Leela is over. Now Bali Maharaj has been rewarded by Vamanadev. We have a technical situation of live happily ever after. When we read all these fairy tale stories, this story end with one line, and they lived happily ever after. After that, there is nothing in the story. Who did what happened, nothing is there. It just lived happily ever after. So we are technically in that situation in the previous verses. In 11 and 12, we are in that situation, that Bali Maharaj has been blessed to go to Sutala. Lord has told him that I will come and I will personally stay with you. So Prahlad is going round, and then he is circumambulating, he is taking everybody, and he has gone to Sutala and he is going to settle down. And after this Indra, Bali Maharaj will become Indra. Live it happily ever after. Okay? But then, the pastime is not ending there. Now starts the question of accountability. Sukracharya is being questioned by Vamanadev, why did you curse your disciple? He has to answer. Next verse he will answer. We'll wait for the next verse tomorrow. So that is tomorrow's Bhagavatam class. But today's class, you see the point that even though everything has ended very nicely, we have a textbook ending, we have a very nice ending, everything is good, but still Sukracharya is held accountable. Why did you curse your disciple? What is his fault? Tell me what is his fault? Why did you curse him? This is spiritual management. Irrespective of the result, every one of us will be held accountable for what we do in the process. When we think like this, there's a whole paradigm shift of how we actually practice and preach Krishna consciousness, manage this institution which actually is supposed to practice and preach Krishna consciousness. So we will be held accountable as spiritual authorities, even though we may sometimes have absolute right over certain actions which we take from mundane point of view. Like, from mundane point of view, from moralistic point of view, there is absolute right for Sukracharya to curse Bali Maharaj. He is his spiritual master. Whatever Bali Maharaj has is actually because of Sukracharya. Even in fact, Bali Maharaj's own life is because of Sukracharya. Bali Maharaj died in the previous battle. It is Sukracharya who actually gave life to him. It is Sukracharya who gave him the power. It is Sukracharya who gave him all the opulence. So from mundane point of view, Sukracharya has got all the right to curse him, take away the opulence what he has given. But the point is that it is not Sukracharya who gave him all these things. Ishavasyam idam sarvam yatkinche jagatyam jagat tena tektena bhunjita magrida kascha swiddhanam. Everything belongs to Krishna. We may as authorities have some rights and responsibilities in a certain aspect of resources of an organization or in a certain aspect of managing certain devotees in an organization. That doesn't mean that we have the right which is absolute. As managers, as preachers, our right is not absolute. Our right is simply a borrowed right from Krishna, irrespective of whatever position we hold. And it is very interesting that nobody questions Sukracharya. It's not that authorities were not there. Brahma was there. He didn't question Sukracharya. Prahlad was there. He didn't question Sukracharya. They were simply focused on how to get the Lord's mercy for Bali. And Lord's mercy for Bali is already given. When the Lord came to Bali, he simply came to give him his mercy. But they were doing their part in actually trying to externally pacify the Lord, to tell nice things, and then to see how Bali can get the Lord's mercy. Brahma is supposed to be the management authority for the entire 14 planetary systems. Whatever happened within the 14 planetary systems, he is the authority, he is accountable. He didn't ask Sukracharya, why did you curse Bali? But Vamanadev is asking him, why did you curse Bali? It's another important lesson for us that we may escape all the authority in the material world in running this organization. We may escape our immediate authority, we may escape our zonal authority, we may escape our GBC, we may escape the whole GBC body. But we will be questioned by Prabhupada. We will be questioned by Krishna. Why did you do this? It's a very important thing. It's a very important meditation to actually think about. That what it means to be a manager in a spiritual organization, and what it means to act in a certain capacity, what it means to actually wield certain authority. Everything we do should be in line with our core principle, which is develop pure devotional service, preach pure devotional service. Whatever now Sukracharya did directly contradicted that principle. Everything is meant for satisfaction of Vishnu. He is the Yajneshwara. He is the person who actually is to be satisfied. Bhoktaram Yajnatapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Sukhrutam Sarvabhutanam Yatvamam Shanti Mruchati. Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita. So he is the Yajneshwara. He is to be satisfied by all the process of Yajna, fruitive activities. There is also this verse quoted from 4th canto of Bhagavatam. which very clearly says yatataro mula nisechanena triptyanti yatskanda bhujobashaka pranopahara tetendriyanam tataiva sarvarhanam achutejya. Just like one pours water to the root of the tree, then the whole tree is nourished. Or just like one supplies food to the stomach, then the whole body is nourished. Same way, by praying to Krishna, all the demigods are satisfied. Very nice verse. To tell demigod worshippers that we are the best demigod worshippers. Sometimes it's a mistake that they think that ISKCON people don't worship demigod. No, we are the best demigod worshippers. Whenever we worship all the 33 crore demigods. We can challenge any demigod worshipper. Can you worship all 33 crore demigods? No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10, 15. Whatever space he has in his wall to put all the different pictures of demigods, he can only worship that number of demigods. But for us, when we say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, already 8 times we worshipped 33 crore demigods. Anyway, that's a side point. The point is that whatever we do as managers in a spiritual organization, whatever we do as preachers in a spiritual organization, we have to be very careful to see, is it developing my own Krishna consciousness? Is it actually developing somebody else's Krishna consciousness? Not that we do something which we are satisfied and then okay, something happens, everybody, okay, we did something and then something happened and then just we move on. No. It cannot be. Every action we take as managers, as preachers, we are accountable. We may not be accountable to local authorities, we may not be accountable to GBC, we may not be accountable to any other authorities, we may escape all that, but we will be accountable to Prabhupada. Prabhupada will ask this question, my dear Bhakta so and so, Hari Leela, what did you do in your life? What have you done? Why did you do this in your life? What is the answer for these things? I have to answer. I cannot escape. So this accountability of spiritual nature, it's an important aspect of managing an organization like ISKCON. And this accountability should be actually properly thought about. Bhagavatam is already saying, Guru Nasasyat, Swajano Nasasyat, Pita Nasasyat, Janani Nasasyat, Devam Natasyat, Na Patista Tasyat, Na Vimocha Yetya Samupetya Mrityam. Don't sit in a position of authority if you cannot do your responsibility. Of course, it's not a scare that nobody can sit in a position of authority. Of course, we have to take some risk. We have to sit in different positions of authority for the sake of preaching movement. We have to take this movement forward. But it should be done in a responsible manner. It should not be taken for granted. Okay, I can do whatever I want. That's the meditation this verse gives. That yes, you have to take positions of authority. You have to become a preacher. You have to preach Krishna consciousness. You have to do whatever is the needful. All these things need to be done. But this should be done by careful meditation of, are we following strictly the instructions of the founder Acharya? Are we simply concocting whatever we want to do and taking shelter of Prabhupada's selective teachings? I like this from Prabhupada, I don't like this from Prabhupada. This is convenient for me to actually to take my authority, to seal my authority, to do whatever I want to do. Or this is convenient for me to justify my actions, whatever I am doing, I can do whatever I want, I will just quote some part of Prabhupada, Prabhupada said. We can cheat everyone, but we cannot cheat Prabhupada. We cannot cheat Krishna. And we cannot cheat ourselves. Our motives are known very well to us. This is the scariest thing in spiritual life. That our motives are known to us. We can put nice facade in front of everyone. I can give nice class. I can speak nice English. Not so nice English. But whatever English I know, I can speak. Okay? And I can give some big class. Da-da-da, do-do-do. but I know what I am. The moment of truth of facing myself within myself cannot be denied. Therefore, we have to closely examine our motives in whatever we do. The whole process of Anartha Nivritti is meant for that. That we closely examine our motives in every act, in everything we do, not the motive of the mind. Mind is a great justifier. And mind says whatever you do is correct. Harilila, you are the best devotee. Whatever you do is correct. You are unquestionably the great man in this world. Nobody can practice Krishna consciousness like you. You are going back home, back to Godhead. I will make sure of that. This is what mind is telling. That's why this nice book, Vaishnava K, Dushta Mana, to what kind of Vaishnava you are. Oh, stupid, wicked mind, what type of Vaishnava you are. Don't be carried away by your own self-glory. I am this, I am that, I am so great. So, it's very important when we get verses like this, where the serious principles of management, which we need to understand, which we need to meditate upon. These verses are good opportunities for self-assessment. That we take this verse, we meditate on the implication of this verse in our own practice of Krishna consciousness. That what am I doing? Am I right or am I wrong? How easily I am judging others? I am pronouncing punishments. I am pronouncing remedies. But really, what is my worth? Where do I stand in my practice of Krishna consciousness? When different actions I take, when Prabhupada is going to ask me, why did you do this? Can I actually answer Prabhupada? Prabhupada, I did because of this, because of this. Will Prabhupada be happy? Will he be satisfied? An important question for us to meditate. So this verse gives the chance to actually bring that meditation in our life. That Prabhupada makes it very clear. He's asking that why? He's asking. Lord Vishnu asked Shukracharya, what is the fault in Bali for which Shukracharya had cursed him? You see, it's not so easy. Okay, I did something. It's also another principle, the principle of judgment, but it is more complicated. In Kali Yuga, it's very difficult to implement the principle of judgment in the absence of the victim. It's a spiritual principle that how the principle of judgment can be implemented in the absence of victim is not known in Kali Yuga because there are no qualified judges. So it is not known in Kali Yuga. And very difficult to practice also. So we just practice the normal principles of judgment where there is victim, there is also the oppressor, and then everybody is given the chance to express themselves and then do a judgment. But these are important things. These are things which we need to meditate upon. What are the different principles of management which Bhagavatam is teaching us? And how we can apply them in practice of Krishna consciousness institutionally and individually. This is our science of management. I'll stop here. See some questions, comments. Yeah.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for your class. You said that ultimately we are accountable to Srila Prabhupada. So everybody knows that Srila Prabhupada has stressed the importance of the morning, attending the morning program. So the authority, the management of the temple, as you said, you have to answer Srila Prabhupada, what are you doing about that? So can you tell me if the management has some plan, or because I have been living in Mayapur over 9 years, and I saw devotees that they are part of the community and they don't come to the morning program.
So we have certain established standards for visible sadhana for managers, okay, and we are trying to implement it phase by phase, not mandate it immediately. So that's going on phase wise, the standard for visible sadhana for managers, and it's a constant discussion that how to improve it and how to do it. So it's an ongoing process. Of course, individually all of us have to take care of our own sadhana, and we have to be accountable for our own sadhana. That's one important thing. The other thing is the need for managers to have visible sadhana, that they are managers, they have to be present, and this is an ongoing discussion always happening. But do we have a consequence for not having visible sadhana? No, still now we don't have a consequence. We have not reached that stage. One question.
Thank you, Prabhu, for nice class. He said very nice point that we process and the result should be same. But sometimes we see an ISKCON until they bring some productive result, they not really appreciate the process. One point. And another thing, sometimes you say it's nice that devotee should have a preach and is become to follow the process and preach. But nowadays I see more they're like corporate style to present ISKCON, move ISKCON, then simple process to follow the Bhagavatam instruction. Can you little elaborate on that point, please? Thank you.
Yeah, so you asked two questions. So they are slightly related to each other also, okay? So one thing is that are we becoming very result oriented? Okay, that should we simply focus on process? We should not become result oriented at all. Okay. So the answer to this is that we should focus on the process and we should keep an eye on the result. Okay, with detachment. Okay, that's very important. The vairagya is very important, but then the process should be applied with full sincerity. Normally what happens is that in the material world, the problem that why result has to be to some extent insisted is because of our own anarthas, when we actually don't look at the result, and if you only apply through us the process, then there is no impetus to apply the process sincerely. This is another problem, because of anarthas. Because in material world, the process and the result are connected. The result is the impetus for the process. If you come for japa, I will give you a sweet. The child becomes very attracted. Oh, if I come to japa, I can get a sweet. Okay. It's okay to encourage the child, we may say like that. Okay. That's fine. Okay. But this is how material mind works. That I need a result to actually apply the process. Okay. So it requires a lot of purification to be sincere to the process without looking at the result. Lot of anartha nivritti needs to happen. Okay. So there is always this inevitable attraction towards the result. Okay. So the whole point of discussion is that how to become sincere to the process and how to become detached from the result. Okay, that's why this needs to be discussed as a management principle. Okay. That's number one. And number two, your question about different styles of preaching and different things which happen, different dilutions which happen, or different perceived dilutions which happen. Okay. we have to understand that in this whole world, we can make 1% pure devotee. Who is that? Myself. So, we should be focused internally. This is our main focus, that how we can focus internally. Okay? And when we focus internally, and when we start actually improving our own devotional service, okay, empowerment will come. Okay. With that empowerment, we will be able to do many things. If we want empowerment. Okay. And even if we don't want, sometime empowerment will come. The process of empowerment in a spiritual organization is simply purification. That the purification of one's motives actually brings empowerment. So Prabhupada used to like this quote, purity is the force. So even though there is a lot of discussion about who said it, who didn't say it and things like that. But it's not that he liked this, that purity is the force. Okay. So this is the real key, that how we can continuously go through the process of anartha nivritti ourselves and practice to apply ourselves to the process. And in the process, if there is some empowerment which comes from Krishna, which comes from Prabhupada, then how to positively utilize that empowerment within the institutional setup. Okay. This is how institutions will run. This is how institutions will get corrected. Okay. If at all, if a correction is required, this is how it will get corrected. Otherwise, we will simply, that I will say you are bad, you will say I am bad, we will say everybody is bad except me, all these things will happen. But no productive thing will come out of this. Okay. It's a tapasya. Krishna consciousness is austerity, it is tapasya. Okay. And one has to go through this tapasya of Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada went through so much for his empowerment. Even though he came simply for that, but still he went through a lot for his empowerment. Not because he had to go through a lot for his empowerment, but simply to show us what one has to go through for empowerment. So that's why reading Leelamrita is very important, that we should read Leelamrita. We should actually absorb ourselves in how Prabhupada established this movement and what all Prabhupada went through in establishing this movement, how much challenges he faced in establishing this movement. These things are very important to know. So that as followers of Prabhupada, we have the same mood. And we also understand that nothing is easy. Even though it is made so easy. Like when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, everything is made so easy. You simply dance, eat, you chant, you sing, you become lover of God. Never easy. It's never more easier than this. It's never more easier than this. Even though it is that much easy, but still one has to be careful. That's the key. That how we carefully analyze ourselves before we analyze others. Of course, if you are in a position of authority, then you may have to analyze others. You may have to say, this is right, this is wrong. Sometime you may have to offer some correction. Sometime you may have to take some correction. All these things is there. But in general, always the focus should be that how can I go through the process of anartha nivritti properly. If every one of us focus like this, then we'll have Vaikuntha. If every one of us focus on other fault, we'll have Kunta, not Vaikuntha. Because no one is looking inward. Krishna consciousness is an opportunity to look inward. Because Krishna is sitting inside as Paramatma. So it's an opportunity to look inward. At the same time, an opportunity to look outward, Krishna as a deity form. So this opportunity is there so that we can actually become pure devotees. We can practice pure devotional service. And this is prime. This is the prime aim, that I have come to this movement. I have this good fortune. Now I should utilize this good fortune for my own self. Prahlad is saying, Natte viduhu swartha gatim hi Vishnu. This movement is Swartha Gati. Swartha means selfishness. What is the highest selfishness one can have? Is to surrender to Vishnu. Because one is actually understanding his real self by surrendering to Vishnu. And that is good selfishness to have. It's not bad selfishness. Bad selfishness is when you think I am this body. When you identify body as self, and when you want to simply work in bodily consciousness, that swartha or that selfishness is bad. But when you come to the platform of I am the servant of Krishna, I am a spirit soul, I am Krishna's eternal servant, that selfishness is good. Like true ego and false ego. We are not against ego, we are simply against false ego. So we are not against selfishness, we are simply against false selfishness on the bodily platform. So one should develop that true selfishness that I should become a servant of Vishnu. I should become a servant of Prabhupada. I should please Prabhupada. What can I do to please Prabhupada? Not what my neighbor should do to please Prabhupada. Let him do. Let him live his life. Prabhupada says in Pandava's retired timely chapter in first canto of Bhagavatam, Prabhupada gives a very nice example about spiritual life. Prabhupada says spiritual life means like flying an aeroplane. That we can give a lot of training in the training. The same like aeroplane, the same like a cockpit. You sit there, in front of you there's a big screen. The screen is mimicking how the aeroplane will take off, how it will land, how it will go in turbulence, that, this. The seat is also moving. So the person who is training as pilot, he gets the whole feel of going through a turbulence and that and this, everything is there. But finally when you sit in the plane, you have to drive. You have to drive your own plane. So this movement is a training field. It's a training field to drive our own plane to go to Krishna's lotus feet. So that should be a primary focus of every devotee, that how am I learning to drive my own plane. But nature of material world is that we are always accustomed to look at the neighbor. This is our problem. We are always accustomed to look at what the other fellow is doing. What he is doing. If you are authority, we should. To the extent that we have authority. Not beyond that. If you are not authority, good. Focus on our own Krishna consciousness. Focus on how I can serve the movement. Focus on what I can do to ISKCON. And how I can be a positive influence of change which I want to bring in. The best thing to do. In the process you become authority, then you have to do what you have to do. It's clear? It's a fine balance which one needs to walk, that how much we should focus on our own sadhana. Very fine balance one needs to walk, because in material world, the natural tendency is to look for others. There's a natural tendency. Jiva is, for time immemorial, Jiva is trained like this. That how to just look at somebody else's fault so that I can be absolved, I can absolve myself or I can hide myself behind somebody else's fault. This is the natural training of the jiva. And we have this consciousness from time immemorial that how I can establish accountability for somebody else and I can hide under the carpet. So that's why today's class is more for myself than for anybody else. Of course, whatever Bhagavatam class I give, generally it's for myself. It's not for anybody else. But because I have a service to speak publicly, then I speak that publicly. That's it. So that's why I said today's verse is very scary. Because it's very scary for me. It actually puts me out of my comfort zone. It actually puts me in a place where I have to judge myself. It actually puts me in a position where I have to actually question every single decision I take. And that's very scary. That's very scary position to be in. Where I have to be judged by my own self. because I cannot cheat. That's why in the beginning of the class I said today's verse is very scary. It is indeed scary. Even though I am sitting here and talking nicely, this verse is indeed scary for me. Even to talk this topic is scary for me. Because accountability is one of the key aspects of spiritual management. And self-accountability, that be accountable to one's own self, clearly understanding that I have to face Prabhupada one day, that I gave you this authority, I gave you this empowerment, what did you do? Everyone has to think about it. Of course, I have to think about it for myself. But because I'm giving a class, I'm saying everyone has to think about it. Because at different levels, we are authorities. At different levels, we have responsibilities. So we need to think. Okay, we'll stop here. It's already 9 o'clock. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Premanande.